The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
How's it going? This is Dave from Astoria, New York, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 316 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show, of course, is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, this is a pretty cool episode we're going to have because we're going to talk about something that we've been, you know, dying to tell people.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just telling our guests, I told Sean Astin, we need to get you off the show because we need to talk to this guy. So this is going to be super exciting and fun. But before we do that, I want to give some shout outs. And they are to some people who posted selfies on our page on Saturday when we check in and see how people are doing. They are Jessica Olson, who did 7.5 miles in Colorado. Suzanne Ward-Dosh, who did 18 miles, which was her longest run ever. Our buddy Megan Biller, who's at Disney. And she is going to be on the show very soon. Caitlin Smith, Anita Tebow, Amanda Castaneda, and let's see, Madeline Egli, and I think that's it.
All right.
So, yeah, wow. And a special shout out to all the people who ran with us at the New Hampshire Half Marathon and Marathon, particularly Holly Allen, who did, was it her 29th? She's doing every state. And Michael Miller, who did his 20th, he did two marathons in a row, Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And to you, again, coming off after surgery, doing all those hills.
Lots of hills.
It was lots of hills.
Boku hills.
But yes. We did it. It was fun. And hey, what about that food after the race?
Oh, my God. Should I say it again?
Go ahead. No. I know you want to.
So,
go ahead.
Run Disney, are you listening? Because after the New Hampshire Marathon, we call it the New Hampshire.
It was a half marathon,
yeah. And a marathon. At the finish line, all the runners were welcomed with water, Gatorade, protein bars,
lobster rolls,
cheese sticks, chocolate milk, pizza, bananas, you name it.
Live music.
Neil Diamond. So, but the big thing was there was they weren't huge cartons of chocolate milk, but these little cartons of chocolate milk, and I know runners would appreciate that. They would appreciate that recovery drink. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thank you to the race directors, and it was a fun time.
A good time was had by all.
Yep.
Just lots of hills.
Speaking of fun times, mm-hmm. Michelle.
When I think of fun, I think of this guy.
I think of this
just
guy.
Just like me, he's got two L's in his name.
Yeah.
And that means fun.
It means laugh a lot.
I want to tell everybody what our big surprise announcement is.
So we are talking about Phil Vanderpool. Welcome back to the show, Phil.
Hey, thank you very much. Phil. I'm very excited to be here today.
Yeah.
Phil.
This is going to be a good one.
This is a good one. For those of you who may recall, back in August, Phil had he's the brainchild behind the Give Kids the World Challenge back in 2014. Phil braved the day of going to
Stitch
round the clock to raise money for Give Kids the World. And
yeah, I think
the
U.S. is using that now for torture for yeah. military criminals.
But did he rest on his laurels? No.
He did not.
No.
That's the type of guy he is.
2015 came. Phil said, we're going to do more.
Bigger, better.
Bigger,
we
better.
We have the technology.
Both coasts. So what did you do, Phil, in August?
So for 2015, we decided to do a dual coast challenge with Small World. And I'm very, very happy to report that we had a great turnout in both theme parks, in Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And we successfully raised over $11,000 for Give Kids the World.
But even before that was over,
the gears in the
brain of Phil Vanderpool were turning. He was thinking next year.
Yes, we thought, how could we make this better the next year? And we want to go bigger next year. So what we've decided to do is we are going to have another dual coast challenge. So we're going to, on August 18th, we'll be returning back to both theme parks.
2016,
mm-hmm. yes. And I'm very happy to announce that we will be partaking in the first ever Jungle Cruise Challenge.
Woohoo! Now, this is really cool because everybody who loves Jungle Cruise, as we all do, knows that what's special about Jungle Cruise, Phil?
Well, of course, you've got the skippers.
Mm-hmm. And every ride is different.
Every ride is different, yes. And so, you know, we
unlike Small World.
No, exactly. But, you know, that's kind of the inspiration, too. I mean, in Small World, what got everybody through that was every ride was different because of the people that were there. So every time we were sitting there talking to each other, it was like a different ride each time. Mm-hmm, so given that same spirit, the skippers will do the same thing. We want to entertain not only ourselves, but the skippers as well, too. So we're going to have some fun with them, I think.
We've been talking with Becky Menken of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, and it's not just going to be a one-day event. We're going to make this a five-day get-together for all the Mickey Milers who want to get together on that special weekend, 3 or 4 days.
Milers and Mickey Miles podcast listeners,
Podcast listeners, everybody is invited. And sometime this week, we will be seeing Becky putting up some very, very special deals for next August 2016. And I can tell you right now, you will be blown away by the prices that she's been able to secure. And talking with her magical partners out there in Orlando, there are some great deals that we're excited about. And we're planning to do more than just that challenge. Phil, why don't you talk about what we may be doing or we're hoping to do in the morning? In the mornings.
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to arrange some group runs. So we can have multiple runners of all different levels. We're just going to take it easy. It is August after all. And I think we're going to do the Crescent Lake run in the morning, probably about 3.5 miles, and just kind of get up early and have a good time and get to know some more people.
And, of course, we will be planning other events. We do have a dessert party location already secure. We are planning a dessert party. We may have something else going on, too. And, again, we want to make sure everyone understands what the dates are. It's August 18th through the 21st. And, Phil, what day is that? It's going to be the 20th? Is that the Saturday?
The 20th, yes. Yep.
The 20th will be the big challenge day, so that's going to be the day where we're going to all go to the Jungle Cruise, and it would really be nice if we all were wearing the same shirts. So
yes.
Between now and then, I'm sure we'll come up with something for a design. We want to give people plenty of notice, so we're telling everyone 10 months in advance so that they can plan accordingly, and we're really excited about this. It's going to be a 4-day event, and we're all going to be getting together, running, and raising money for Give Kids the World.
Yeah, so last year it was a lot of Mickey Milers, and we definitely want Mickey Milers to come too, but we want people to bring their families, and you know, we'll have at least one meetup a day. So, Phil, what do you think it'll be like to have, you know, a few days like this rather than just the 1 day of the challenge?
I think it's going to be great. The challenge was fantastic. I think everybody had a lot of fun, but it was over too quickly. So I think this is a really great idea to kind of get everybody together, kind of spread it out, and make this an actual event. Also, by opening it up to everybody, I think the potential is much bigger. And I'm happy to announce that our fundraising goal this year, we're gonna try and double what we did last year, or almost double. So we want to hit $20,000 for Give Kids the World this year.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool.
It's a lofty goal. I think we can do it, though.
And I have to say that Phil and I talked about this for DVC people, but the rates that came in from MEI for the rooms are so good that it actually does not pay for me to use DVC. So yeah, I'm not going to be using my DVC points.
So we're not at liberty right now. We want to make sure that Becky has all that information on her site. We are looking at value, moderate, and deluxe resort levels. And the prices are such that when we scheduled this event weekend, we wanted to try to do it on a value season weekend, and a weekend that we knew we'd be able to get good rates. And sure enough, these are just amazing when Becky sent them. Again, we would want you to check the MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel sites. And when you go there, we want you to, let's see. So when you go to Mouse Fan Travel, MEI Travel or Mouse Fan Travel, we want you to look at the Mouse Fan Deals tab. And Becky will have her specials there. And if you want to, you can then you can then begin your planning for next year. And we're 10 months ahead. And people have always said, well, how can you best pay for a Disney vacation? And what I've told people is that if you can book well in advance and maybe pay one day every month, by the time that time comes to go, you're already paid up. So if you're now we're 10 months ahead, so you can almost pay one night and spend 10 days there. Spend the first 4 days.
Wow. Yeah.
So I mean, just saying, that's the best way to do it. Yeah. Once a month, yeah. Say, okay, I'm going to pay for this night. I'm going to pay for the first night. So my guess is that those deluxe rooms may go really fast.
So. Yeah, those rates are so good. I live a mile away. I don't need a room, but I think I have to get one.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, this is really good. So what else can we say about this event?
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that I'd like to talk about is you have been involved with your other podcast and some other events in the past where it has been a four-day type of thing. And I wanted to ask you, and I know Phil has been to a reunion before, ask both of you what you like about those types of events. Phil?
I like the planned randomness. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you never know what you're going to get at one of those. There is a loose structure, but it seems that, the script isn't followed all the time. And I think that's when a lot of people have the most fun.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I like is that you can do things with a lot of friends who have the same interests as you, but there's also time to do things with your family too. So you can kind of see the parks in a different way, like riding Jungle Cruise over and over and over again. And you know, the dessert party, if people have never done that before, that's a real blast, which is why we keep on planning them, because people like them so much, they ask us to do them. But it's also a good time of the year too, because some of these other events happen, you know, during school or, you know, times when it's very busy. So I like the idea that this, for many people, not for everybody, but for many people, this will be a time when kids are not in school, so more people can come. Mike?
So there have been many of these. Mm-hmm. And one of the nice things is to finally meet people for the first time, people who have not been able to make certain events like Mouse Fest or Reunion because it's December and they work retail and they can't make it. So by making this event in August, I'm hoping that those who have not been able to go to other events will be able to go to this event. Again, I like what Phil said about the randomness. We'll try to do no more than two events a day, official Mickey Miles podcast events. One of them would be a meet. One of them could be, just a get together at a quick serve, a location, a counter service.
A run.
Maybe a run. Again, we may have other events we're 10 months away, so we'll be talking with Becky and seeing what ideas. She's always got great ideas. And, of course, the big thing will be the Illuminations if it still is Illuminations, it could be something else. But we're going to have a dessert party in Epcot, and it will be the Friday night before the challenge. And the reason why we did that is that we wanted to make sure that those people who wanted to leave on Sunday, maybe to get back to work on Monday, will be able to attend a dessert party.
You just reminded me of something. Becky also said some of the proceeds from that dessert party will benefit Give kids the world.
Yes. That's right. So
that's great.
Yeah.
So we Becky is a very generous sponsor. So that's another thing that is going to be added to the event next year. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see how many people actually attend. I'm looking forward, Phil, to the challenge, because one of the things that we noticed this year was that the cast members were really enjoying what they were seeing. I can only imagine how excited and how much fun the skippers are going to have with us when they see us come on the boat.
I think that'll be just that'll be fantastic. I mean, and ultimately our goal for Small World was to fill up a boat, and we just about got there. But I mean, I think by planning it this far out, I mean, we should have a boat on both coasts at all times.
Yes.
So do you have a skipper for the West Coast?
Well,
who's going to be there to facilitate this?
Well, I haven't asked her yet, so I guess this is publicly asking her over the airways, but I'm hoping that Jennifer will step back up and take that role again. She did such a great job for the Small World Challenge.
Very nice. Very nice. Cool. And Phil, can we ask you to help us with the planning too? Because you're good at hijinks.
Yes. I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah, it'd be my pleasure.
That's awesome.
So in the next couple of months, as we get events put together, we'll have Phil on and maybe even Becky, and we'll talk about what we're going to be doing in August of 2016 besides driving the skippers at the Jungle Cruise crazy and enjoying a very fulfilling dessert party. Of course, when we have that event, we will open it up to our patrons early on. And it's kind of exciting to plan that far ahead. So, Phil, once again, thank you for, again, stepping up to the plate to help us raise money for a very worthy cause. When Michelle and I were there in August, we had the opportunity and the pleasure, the honor, to go around and see Give Kids the World Village. If anybody gets a chance to visit there, wow, you'll just be moved by how beautiful it is and how much they cater to children. And you can understand why. When we were told that many of the children who were there sometimes say, you know, I don't want to leave here and go to the Walt Disney World parks. Mm-hmm. I want to stay here. It's just a magical, magical place. And in some respects, it's more magical than Disney. So thanks again, Phil, for coming up with this idea.
It is my absolute pleasure. And I do want to say for the record, I think you need to come out of retirement and defend that Beverly title that weekend.
Is he throwing it down?
I think I'm throwing the glove down.
Well,
that could be a meet there, right
okay,
there.
His, okay.
Well, why don't you describe, Phil, what you're talking about?
Okay.
Since people don't know.
Sure. So the people either love or hate the Soda Beverly in Club Cool in the Epcot, which is the area where they've got all the sodas from around the world.
Wait, people love it? I don't think I've ever met anybody.
I've met a couple people that love it, myself included. I actually have a taste for it.
Uh-huh.
But Mike, you are the champion for the most Beverly tolerated, I guess is the right word for it, in a row. And so
Without hurling.
And that title has gone defended for a while, but you retired after the last one, and so now there's been no opportunity to kind of crown a new champion, if you will.
Well,
is there a belt and everything, like the wrestling?
Let's go further. Let's make it official that if people will pledge whatever how much from a nickel to a dollar for every Beverly cup I consume. On I don't know, whatever day, maybe that Friday, maybe before the Illuminations dessert party.
Oh, great! You do really want to have that in your stomach.
So that Friday afternoon, we'll set a date. We'll set a time. Everybody from now until that day pledges so much per cup. So if we had if we had 100 people that donated 50 cents for every cup. So every cup.
Are you not going to say how many you had last time?
So for every cup I drank, yeah. I have to set a limit, I guess. Every cup I drink, that would be $50
wow.
for every one I drink. So,
oh, he's drinking it now. I just
so maybe that's what we'll do, Phil, because we want this to we want to see children benefit from this. So I'm going on record saying that I would love people to pledge so much per drink, starting at a nickel is the minimum, a dollar is the maximum, and let's see how much we could raise for Give Kids the World. And I'll tell you right now, just so that everybody knows, the last time I did this, I stopped at 32 because my opponent had to stop at 32. But
that's just impressive.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, Phil lives in Orlando, so he's going to be able to, like, you know how we do long runs on Saturdays? He's going to do long drinks.
So
he'll be there.
I'll do a long run.
Like every week he's going to add another three.
I'll be in Italy next week too. I'll actually bring some home.
So. I'll do a long run. I'll do a long run that morning, and I won't drink till that afternoon. So,
wow.
So that's the thing. That's the thing, folks. We want to.
You sure, you want to go into this without training? My God, man!
It's for the kids, Michelle. It's for the kids. That's a great idea, Phil. Wow. So now we've got another event, and they're already filling up. So we'll see what happens. So, folks. This is one way of contributing, and of course, contributing to my demise. Who knows? So, I won't have a gallbladder to stop me. That's for sure.
Oh,
God. Oh
my gosh!
All right. So, Phil, thanks for coming on and delivering this message with us. And let's look forward to some planning over the next 10 months. And we're going to have some fun next August.
Thank you very much, guys. It was a pleasure.
Phil, this is just such a great idea, and I'm so glad that we get a chance to continue it. And I think out of well, certainly out of the first ride, I wasn't really crazy about the second one. Okay, but I am really excited about this one because I love that attraction. And it's so different in the day and the night. So mm-hmm. It's fun. It'll be fun.
Yes.
And, great idea.
So over the next 10 months, again, we'll be planning. We'll be designing shirts. We'll be taking pledges.
Or Phil will be.
Phil will be. Maybe, yeah, maybe we'll get a
certain, we have some good ideas for the shirt. I think people are really going to want this one.
Maybe we get a certain friend to help us design the shirts
maybe.
Too. And we'll be looking for pledges, the Beverly Give Kids the World Challenge. So,
wow.
So once again, this for Phil Vanderpool, for Michelle Scribner-McLean. This is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you in August 2016.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. If you would like to support the Mickey Miles Podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And don't forget, if you have any questions, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.